Let's begin with an invocation. I call forth God's presence from the center of my mind. I release all negativity from the past week and open myself to God thoughts, inspired action, and peace of mind and heart. I allow God to work through me and flow through me to others. I give thanks that at any time I can bring my focus back to God's presence within me always. As I let it be so, so it is. And now our treatment for health. So, unless you're listening to this later and driving, if you would, please sit back. Make yourself comfortable with your feet flat on the floor or your ankles crossed, and close your eyes and think along with me for a few moments. Because though we are spiritual beings, we are having a human experience, and one of the things that we have as humans is a physical body. And so the health of that physical body is very important. And that is why we treat our mind and our consciousness about that. And so as we relax now for a few moments, we recognize that there is only one life in this universe. That life is God's life. And that life is our life now. God's life is perfect and is the source of all health, strength, vitality, renewal, and invigoration. God's life is the energy that restores and maintains health. And health is our divine right. We declare that the natural healing agency, the healing work, the presence of God, the great physician, is within us now. It is within each of us, and it is in every cell of our physical bodies. And so as we relax, we know, we acknowledge, and we realize that this healing agency is at work in every cell, tissue, organ, and system of our physical bodies. No matter what we have experienced in the past or what we're experiencing now, we know that health is our ultimate reality. Because we are perfect, as our Father, the God Presence, is perfect. This perfection includes physical health, as well as mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and happiness, and love, and abundance. We set aside all thoughts and beliefs and experiences of anything less than perfect health. And we open ourselves on all levels to experiencing the health that is God's wish for us. God is good. Therefore, God wishes and does good for each creation. Each one of us is a creation of God, an individualization of that God life that creates and sustains us. In this moment now, we accept health. As we have released all things that are not manifestations of health. And we allow health to come to us and to be experienced by us from all channels of divine love. And we relax now and we let health be so for each of us. Because so it is. I had the opportunity recently to attend a spiritual community a church that was pretty traditionally minded. But what struck me about that place was the music. Now, most of you know that I'm a musician, but even if I weren't, you know, you hear music sometimes and you just can't help but respond. That was the experience I had in this church. And that's one of the reasons I chose the passage of scripture that I've chosen today, which is Psalm 150. What is really interesting to me is that when I attended this church and they were singing their praise songs, you go in, you pray a little bit, or because they have Sunday school first, which I didn't attend. But then when the service begins, it starts with music. And it's not just this little slow gathering hymn, which some of us, including me, have gotten used to. No, this music was, well, all I can say is it was wild. In a good way, but it was wild. They had a keyboard and they had drums, and boy, did these people play. It wasn't even that the songs were technically difficult, because they weren't. If you heard, 10 seconds of them, you knew how they were gonna continue, and I hadn't heard any of these songs before, but after the first 10-15 seconds, I too could sing along and join in the praise and worship, because that's what it was. It was praise and it was worship. And only in meditation have I ever experienced such praise and such worship. Why am I telling you this? Because in Psalm 150, the psalmist is talking about praise, joyous praise, not holding back, just let it all, no holds barred, let it all hang out, praise. And that is what this music did. And the people who played, the two musicians, and everyone in that congregation, let me tell you, every single person in that church was praising. How do I know this? I did not ask them, hey, are you praising? How do you feel about that? Blah, 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 blah. No. You know. You know because there is within us a presence, and that is the God presence, that praises. And I dare say, the God presence, it praises itself. Because what else can praise, and what else is there? What else is there in the universe but God life? We just reestablish that in our minds with our treatment for health. So there's God life in the universe. That means everything, let me say it one more time, is made of God presence. Everything exists because of God presence. God presence is cause. It is the reason why anything exists. It's also substance, which means God presence is the stuff that the things that exist are made of. So, I'm telling you, this God presence in music and in all things is praising itself. It can be no other way. And so I'm going to read this psalm for you, and I bring it up also because I attended this particular church twice. The first time was when the music just totally struck me, and I knew that even if not for the traditional message, I would return for the music. It may sound odd to some of you, but, you know, as a metaphysical minister, I feed myself, as it were, and it's not that I don't gather with other metaphysically minded people, because I do. But I also believe that in all things, there is a commonality. As metaphysicians, we know that. Sometimes we get so caught up in, I'm not going to go to that church because they blah, 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 and list your grievances. Just like Martin Luther. So we list our how many grievances on this wall, and therefore we never set foot in that church again. In a way, that's sad. I'm not telling you to return to a place where you didn't feel welcome or what have you, whatever may have happened there. But I am saying that we share a common connection, a common bond, a common life, because we do. And that life is God life, and that life is my life now. That life is your life. That life is the lives of the people sitting in that traditional church, singing their pretty non-traditional praise music that had such an impact on me. So the second time when I attended this church, I was struck again by the music. And also, it was very funny, and I actually laughed out loud because the passage of scripture that they read it all together, was this Psalm 150. So without further ado, this is the New King James Version. Psalm 150 is very short, and it reads, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." And it ends with another, "Praise the Lord." Our instructions are clear. Praise the Lord. We're not asking why. We're not asking what is to be praised. We're not asking, we need a reason to praise the Lord. No, we don't need a reason. Although if we did, we could simply say, "Well, you're breathing, aren't ya?" "Yes." "So, praise the Lord." And that is the clincher in the last verse. "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Not everything that has higher thoughts, not everything that is happy in their relationships, not everything that just won the lottery. We're not looking for outer reasons to praise. We have breath. God's life is what breathes us. God's presence is that in which we live and move and have our very being. Therefore, we praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary, the psalm says. Well, the traditional churches, they know where their sanctuary is. It's wherever they meet for services. And I understand that. That's a good place to praise the Lord. But we know, as metaphysicians, that the sanctuary, the true church, God's ultimate church, where He is always and is always to be praised, is within each and every one of us. There's a church within you. There's a sanctuary within you. There's a sanctuary within me. There's a sanctuary within each and every person who denies that there is a sanctuary within them. Why? Why is that so? Because they exist. Because they have breath. Because the God life sees fit, thankfully, to allow people to exist. There are many levels of consciousness, as we know. Some people, for instance, are ready to hear this message. Some people aren't. That's fine. But within every level, there is, some call it cosmic consciousness, nature's intelligence, universal life. It's God presence. It's all God. That's what it is. And it is within every being. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise God within yourself. First of all, now remember this, kind of hold on to this because we're going to come back to it. Praise God first within the sanctuary that is within your own heart and mind. That's first. And then it says, praise him in his mighty firmament. A firmament is all creation. It is the earth. Another psalm says, let the earth rejoice. And the earth does. But we are also the firmament. We exist. The God presence has taken image, form, shape, and embodiment in each of us. We each have a physical form. That is a firmament. It is something that is on a material level. It's matter. I'm not a scientist, and that's probably the extent of my scientific knowledge. Our physical bodies are made up of matter. But again, what creates matter? That is God presence, God life. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Basically, what we're saying still is, let all creation praise the Lord, for goodness sake. Because the Lord is good. We know that. We'll get to that too. But this is not a God to us that is up on high somewhere. Some people are comfortable with that image, and if it works for them and it serves their soul's purpose, hey, we're not going to tell them differently. But we are on a level where we know and we feel, we believe, and we experience that that God is within us. So when we praise him in his mighty firmament, we are praising God as his firmament. We are his earth. We are his creation. We are his body made manifest. We are, if you will, the Word made flesh. Not just physical flesh, but physical form in this case. We have physical form. We are the firmament. Next verse says, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. What are God's mighty acts? Are we talking about the Old Testament things, the parting of the Red Sea, the miracles of Jesus? We could be. Those are pretty mighty acts. But Jesus said, greater things than these you shall do. You. He was talking to me, he was talking to you, he was talking to every one of us. Greater things than these. Wow, have you parted the Red Sea today? No, me either. But you know what? These are his mighty acts. The mightiest act of God. The most excellent greatness, to my understanding, is A, that we have life at all. That's pretty amazing. No matter what you think of your individual life, when you move beyond your circumstances and whatever you are experiencing and what exists in your physical world, when you move beyond all that, you've got to, at some point, realize and acknowledge that it's quite a mighty act that you exist. There's a God power within us, and it allows us to exist not only as a, well, yeah, I'll let you pass, you paid your toll. No, it's not a tolerance. This is a love. If God did not love us, if the God presence within us did not love us, believe me, we would not be sustained. We would not be maintained, and we would not be restored when we create the illusion of separation for ourselves. We wouldn't be restored from that. But fortunately for us, God loves us, thank God. And so, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. These are really wonderful verses. I enjoy the Psalms for their poetry and their rhythm. And when you contemplate them as a metaphysician and one who believes that the God presence is not just out there somewhere, but is within us. They are really some amazing writings. And then, to us, they're not just writings. They are experiences. We can experience truly praising God for his mighty acts and praising him for his excellent greatness. That greatness that is within us and within all things. So now we get to the musical stuff. This is fun. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Do we really need two cymbals? Well, apparently we do, because when the praise is felt within you first, I'm going back now to that you are God's sanctuary. God's sanctuary is within you. So, when you know that, and realize that, and experience that, when you have made contact with that God presence within you, praise is the most natural thing in the world. So then, whether you're a musician or not, you have a voice. You have an existence. You can, if nothing else, make some kind of sound. So do it. Don't do it because I'm telling you to. Don't do it because the psalm says you should. We praise at our most authentic when we are praising from that established contact with the God presence within us. This is why we in metaphysics stress meditation so much. It's not that we don't like to be wild. We like to have a good time as much as the next bunch. Believe me, we do. You know we do. But our good time starts from a fulfilled spirit. We're not having a good time going out and partying because we're trying to fill a void. We are done with that escapism crap. And if we are not done with it, the God presence within us can and will, when we align ourselves with it, make it so that we don't need these escapisms anymore. How wonderful is that? If that's not a mighty act, I don't know what is. So we experience praise within ourselves. So if we've experienced it within ourselves, why bother making a bunch of noise? Because, as I said, it is the God presence within us praising itself. Why does it want to do that? Because when it does, it expands. That God presence, we can't do anything to expand it. It is infinite, it is eternal, it is great, it is excellent, it is all there is. It is all there ever has been, and all there ever will be. But the expansion comes on our lower levels. So when we praise, we are expanded. Our minds are expanded, our hearts are open, our thoughts are lifted. Not to the God on high, as it were, but to the God presence within us. And so it helps us to open, to allow that presence to more freely flow through us. We fully, or more fully, experience life, and we experience praise. So we're making noise to expand our awareness of praise and of the God presence. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Do we know what all these instruments are? Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. The point is praise. But it's interesting, and as a musician, I'm sure you'll indulge me for a moment. We know what a trumpet is. We know what a harp is. A lute is a kind of a Renaissance, I'll say guitar, but a lute player would have my head for calling it a guitar. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. I have no idea what a timbrel is. It might be some kind of tambourine or shaker or something of that nature. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Don't forget the flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. I always, even as a child, I thought that was very funny. I don't know why. It's just, I guess it goes back to, we had a little set of instruments when I was a kid, before I even played any instruments of my own and took lessons. And the instrument that everyone dreaded, my brothers and I getting out, were the cymbals. I wonder why. Could it be because they're loud? Those instruments were kept on a high shelf in a cabinet. And of course, I, the intrepid one, was always the one to climb up on the freezer that was below the cabinet. It was a chest freezer. I was the one to climb up on the freezer, get out the instruments, and play those cymbals. It's funny I didn't become a drummer after that, but I guess I had enough. But what we're saying is, make a joyful noise of praise. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. This is a joyous passage. And it's even more joyful when we can experience that praise within ourselves, because that's the only praise that means anything. Now, what do I mean by that? That music I talked about at the other church, it was great music. But you know what? I could have heard it somewhere else, under some other circumstances. Excuse me. And it might not have sounded so great. I knew, when I was in that place, that the presence of God was there. Not just because I had asked it to be, although I did, but because everyone agreed that it was so. And so it was. God's presence was there because the people were gathered in His name to praise and to worship. I have heard other praise music. It was all fine and dandy in the lyrics, and the music was, you know, it was good music, I guess, but the feeling was not backing it. So for those of us who write music, and those of us who appreciate music, which is hopefully all of us, we need to realize that the music itself isn't going to do anything for us. The act of praise is not the be-all and end-all, and it is not the underlying experience. What is? Well, it's the contact with God that lives within us. Praising from that contact, that is real praise. Writing music or appreciating music from that context and contact with the God of our being, that is real, authentic, true, ultimate praise. And that is why I say, praise God first in His sanctuary. It's just like, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We go within first. We praise within first. We know that God is within us first of all. And then we get the outward stuff. Then we get the trumpet blast and the clashing cymbals and the resounding cymbals. Because St. Paul said, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I am nothing. I am only a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. A cymbal can clash just for the fun of it. I'm sure I did enough of that in my day. But that gets really annoying really fast. To the psyche, to the mind, to the spirit. Not to mention to the physical ears. I don't know how long, when I was in that church, that the praise music went on. I didn't know, I didn't care. Time wasn't something that I was paying attention to. Because it was coming from a place of praise and true worship. Adoration, if you will. Adoration of the God presence. Whether you think that presence is out there somewhere or you think it's within you. Either way, that music was coming from and at the same time going to the God presence. And the energy of that praise filled that place like you would not believe. And it is my intention that when we gather, and even when we are individuals in meditation, or fulfilling our purposes and going about our daily activities, we must feel that praise. We must know that oneness with the God presence. Because otherwise there's no point. There's no point in anything. However, we exist. Before we get sad about that, we exist. So there must be a point. We are still breathing. We are living. Yes, we are. And we are living by the power of the God presence. God's power lives us. It moves us, and it sustains, creates, and restores our being. You are not this being that is listening to this. That's not who you are. That's how you manifest. That's your individual life at this point, but that's not who you are. You are God presence. And so when we go into meditation, we are contacting the God presence that is our true selves. And it is the presence that praises itself from our inner sanctuary and expanding beyond ourselves and our individual identities. And as we go briefly into meditation, it is that contact that we're going to experience. And so I ask you if you're able to make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Feel the life of God that sustains your being. Feel God's energy vibrating within your physical body. Feel that energy in your heart, because it's the heart center that the God presence emanates from and expands to all the other areas and aspects and levels of your being and beyond. Become aware now as you feel this God life within your heart that it is a light. Its energy, it's the life force that creates and sustains everything. And one of its aspects is light that you can see in your mind's eye. So see that light for a few moments. And with your eyes still closed, imagine that light that is emanating from your heart, surrounding your entire body. Feel yourself within that light, and know that this is the light of God. It is the light of life, of peace, of vitality, and of praise. God is absolute good and present everywhere. So this light that is within you is the light of all good, of all life, of all eternity. And it is from this eternal place that we have the ability to praise. We give thanks for the good things that come into our lives, into our mental and emotional and physical experiences. And we give thanks to the God presence, because we know that it is the source of any and all good. We also feel expanded in our minds and our hearts, because we know that there is good beyond our experiences. And from this good God place, we praise. And our praise goes forth from our being as thanks, as gratitude, as music, as love, as all manner of joyful things. Because we know that what we vibrate out, what we radiate, is attracted back to us. And so we give thanks that the presence of praise exists within us, that we can praise from it and be lifted up by it. Lift your hands with me now, if you would, in a symbolic gesture of reaching higher, of lifting up your mind and your heart in praise to the God within you and within everything. And as we bring down our hands, we let it be so. And so it is. Join me, if you would, in our affirmation. By the power of God's presence within me, I have breath. I praise God for the greatness of my life, because it is God's life, individualized. I use my voice, creativity, and any musical talent I have to praise God and manifest His glory. I give thanks for God's music, that which I co-create, and that which I enjoy from others. And so it is.